have what they needed or wanted. And would go to great lengths to make sure you had it.
To a fault.
To a fault, almost.
That already fits the first story Clayton sent me about being sick. And while she was sick, she was taking care of you. You know?
When we went out to eat Thanksgiving, I'm sitting there on the couch, and I know she doesn't feel good, and she's bringing me medicine. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's the kind of person she was. And when she loved you, she loved you with everything she had.
All in, huh?
Mm-hmm. All in.
That's the way to be.
So she raised the boys because I was working 14, 15 hours a day, pretty much every day. And she took them to all the karate and all the baseball and all the everything. And if I was, I could come on the weekends if I could get off. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I've thought about how much of my time and her time I wasted on trying to make more money, which doesn't help a thing right now.
Well,
so
I don't think she, from what I saw, I don't think she felt that way.
No.
You know, it's so funny because
it never crossed her mind.
When Peggy and I first got married, I'm talking, we had just been married just a short period of time. I went to work. Well, I was working for a GMC truck dealership. And the reason I quit them is because I was putting in 100 hours a week. And I was running a service truck at night, and one broke down in Midland or Odessa or whatever. Mm-hmm. I went tonight, and when I got back, I'd go in the shop and try to finish the job I had there going on. So I got lots of hours in, and I made a good living. And but when we got married, I didn't want to do that anymore. I mean, we left on our honeymoon, and we took a week. And we got back a day early. We got back on Saturday night instead of Sunday. And I don't know how or anything else, but my service manager tried to call me. And I wasn't going to answer the phone. I didn't know who it was, didn't wonder who it was. We didn't have caller ID and all that stuff back then. I just didn't answer the phone. And about midnight, he woke me up banging on the front door of our house.
Good.
He said, I'm in a bind and I need your help. He said, I've got a truck broke down in Odessa. And he said, this guy just spent a lot of money with us and he didn't even get to Odessa and the truck's broke down. And he picked it up on a Saturday morning because the shop was open till noon. And so it was Saturday night and broke down out there. So I went out there to Odessa that night and worked on that truck till 8 o'clock the next morning. And they even had a parts man come to the GMC Stuart Stevens place there in Odessa and let me have parts and stuff to do it with in the night. When I got home that day, I said, I was too tired to go do anything. And I was still on my honeymoon, so I told myself right then, I'm probably going to be looking for another job pretty quick. and I did. I went to work for Mr. Proctor, which is the company that I own today. Mm-hmm. But, and that worked out real good for about the first 6 months. And he found out that I could talk to people and be a PR guy too. And so he decided he wanted to retire. So he did. And off and on, he would come back and help. But Peg's parents, thank goodness. When Saturday happened, Saturday was just another day. The shop wasn't closed back those days. And we were open. Mm-hmm. And, but her parents took her to the show, took her out to lunch, kept her with them and occupied because her dad knew what I was doing. I was working. and it all did work out, and we did okay, did fine there. But I look at all the times I missed with my kids and my wife and everything else. You have to ask yourself, what was I thinking? But she never complained. Mm-hmm. Never. Never complained that one time.
She knew what you were doing.
And she was...
I don't remember feeling like you weren't around. Like
she was around. She was behind me all the way. So,
like that at all.
Well, it's because I come home for lunch every day. So, but anyway, I think that's where you saw me most of the time, was when I came home for lunch.
You were there. You were there. Don't kick yourself.
But anyway...
You were at ball games.
She was, yeah, I always took off to do that. But anyhow, I didn't see any of the practices that the other fathers were standing there watching. But anyway, she was a team player. And when it came to hard work, there was no stopping her. We would tackle a project together. We had decided to buy another house or two. Do something, remodel the one we had or whatever. She worked just as hard as I did. We both worked together and loved going to the lake. She loved going to the lake. And we spent a lot of time at the lake. We actually had bought a place at Lake Brownwood, and then we turned around and my parents had moved down there. And we spent a lot of time there too. But our youngest son, Colton, he was a tennis player and started playing tennis in the seventh grade and played on four state championship teams. And so he got in very heavy.
He started playing tennis way before seventh grade.
Yeah, but I mean, that's when he started competition.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, but he was number two man on the totem pole on the state championship team that kicked butt every year.
Wow.
So we followed that lots, and she did all of that pretty much too, picking him, taking him to practices and everything else. But she did the majority of everything that got done.
Yeah.
And even today, I was having to ask her how to buy groceries. How do you do this? How do you do that? What do you buy? Why do you buy this brand? Because she had a reason for everything right. She did.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in there looking for our wedding pictures and I can't find them. I'm just crushed. And about a month ago, she was sitting on the bed in there watching TV and was looking through them. And, I came in and I was looking through them too and was laughing at how thin I was. It's kind of funny when you work that many hours and you don't have time to eat.
It catches up with you. Yeah, pretty hectic diet plan there. But.
Yeah, I've dropped about 30 pounds in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
So,
and she was involved in the shop too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I thought
yeah, she was. Yeah. She was a bookkeeper and did all the payroll. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah.
I mean... when we did get to go on vacations and stuff, it was kind of funny. It would be, we always went in our motorhome, and we bought our first motorhome when we had been married probably 3 years, and we lived over on Bridge Street on the north side of town, and Mr. Proctor had a motorhome, and he loved his motorhome. He had a brand new Winnebago. He loved that motorhome, and they wanted to go every chance they got. So one of his friends had bought one, and his wife absolutely despised that motorhome.
It's a love-or-hate relationship, isn't it?
She didn't like anything about it, didn't want to go. And it was Ben Dane. You might have known Ben. He was a salesman for a bookkeeping company here in town. But anyway, Ben was a nice guy, and his wife was nice too. She's kind of quiet. But anyhow,
he bought a new motorhome, and that motorhome sat in his backyard for 5 years. It had 2,300 miles on it.
Golly.
It had 6 flat tires. The plumbing had froze. It pretty much needed everything that you could dream of. The fuel was sour. It wouldn't start. It wouldn't run. Right. Batteries all dead. Anyway, I bought that motorhome for $4,000.
Talk about Grandpa?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
And that was our first one. And got it home. We took the, had twin beds in the back of it. We took that out, put a regular bed in it, and remodeled it, redid it. Man, we went everywhere you could dream of. Chris was born. We found this little, I guess, we've been married for what, 5 years when you were born, I think? 4 or 5 years? I'm not sure which now.
You're the oldest?
Yeah.
But he,
4 or 5 years.
Yes, in that order. We found this little playpen. It was set in the center.
Yeah.
We didn't slow down. I mean, man, we kept going to the lake. We kept going here. That's going the way there. We had a great time. And the motorhome would allow us to be spur of the moment.
Go.
Because we didn't have to have a reservation. We didn't have to have this. Just grab some groceries and throw some clothes in there and take off. We have a Saturday night off or Sunday. But she was that kind of girl. I mean, that just jump and run immediately. And
that's cool.
So, but we had a great life together. And she helped care for her mother when her mother had Alzheimer's. That was a years of that.
Yeah.
She was really good about that.
That was not a short term thing. That was
long term.
5 or 6 years that she had that. And so
we know that feeling.
And that was a really, really hard thing. But after that, her dad the same way when he started getting sick. He didn't even live in Abilene at that time. He lived in Rotan. And so she was leaving here.
Burning up the road to Rotan.
She was burning up the road to Rotan. But that wasn't all. She had to go get them groceries. You go to Sweetwater to get the groceries. Yeah. So then she would jet over to Sweetwater. So she was running 200 plus miles twice a week getting them taken care of. Yeah. So she cared for him all the way to the end. She did the same thing for her stepmother. Her dad had remarried after her mom had died. Gosh, when did mom die? 80s? 98. I get my decades mixed up now.
It was 98.
But she took care of dad and remarried a few years later. And Dorothy, the lady he married, didn't like Peggy very well. I really never quite understood that, but before it was over with, she loved
Peggy. I started to say that and says a whole lot about Peggy.
When her dad passed away, Peg kept right on taking care of Dorothy, going over there every week, taking her to lunch and getting her groceries and the whole nine yards until she passed away.
Wow.
And then she started with my dad. My dad passed away 4 years ago, April the 1st, and my mom's still alive, and she's always cared for my mom and tried to do things for her. So she's been a caregiver all her life.
Golly.
She never really had a break. She always had somebody she had to take care of. And but anyway, that was the selflessness that she put forth for the people she loved.
Yeah.
And
where was she in the birth order?
Youngest.
She's the baby?
Youngest.
Yeah.
I knew I liked 60. Her.
1960.
She's born in 1960.
Wow.
Yeah.
March 1st, 1960.
Rocky, Mark, Garth, and Peggy.
But, anyhow.
She was the shortest.
Huh?
She was short.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was kind of chubby as a little girl. We used to call her Piggy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just like older brothers would do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she outgrew that. But
she did.
One time we were driving back from Fort Worth, and I think it's a Riviera, I'm not sure. And we're smoking, and I said, I think speed limits are there, 55, and we're doing 75 and 80 plus. I said, Peggy, slow down. And anyway, Peggy slowed down. And we're going over Ranger Hill. You know they're going to be cops. And I finally went to sleep. And she nudges me and goes, Mark, there's a car behind me with lights. I went and told her we're bumper. We're still doing 85. I said, Peggy, pull over. And now she has an attitude. We're sitting in the car. She's looking straight forward. She won't look at him. And he finally taps on the window. And she rolls down the window. She won't look at him. She goes, he goes, ma'am, is there an emergency? He goes, no. Attitude from heck. Anyway, I told Peggy, you gotta tell Dad before he finds out. Anyway, she wouldn't. And I finally wrote a note to my dad and said, Dad, Peggy got a ticket, she's speeding, she's really sorry about it. She always thought I'd telltale on her. I was trying to soften the blow because my dad, he was known by everybody in law enforcement for miles around.
Yeah.
And so he's going to find out. I don't know what happened.
She liked to fish, but she didn't do near much of it. And she'd love to, I'm sure. But she enjoyed going to the casinos and playing the slot machine. I've never seen anybody sit on a slot machine so long.
Wow.
And every time we went, she come home with at least 10 grand.
Good.
She's paid a lot of Oklahoma state taxes.
Wow. And we didn't pay taxes in Oklahoma.
I love that. Take those Okies money.
Yep. She'd come out there. That's cool. You know, I'm one of those people that I have a real hard time sticking my money in one of them anyway. Because I work pretty hard for that money. Yeah. But anyhow, she could charm that machine out of its goods for sure.
That's cool.
She did it multiple times. One time, you know, we'd go to those places and I use that as a restful.
Sure.
You know, and I'd go in the room. I'd take a nap in the afternoon. I'd watch football game or NASCAR race or whatever I could get on the TV, and the phone rang. Woke me up. I told her, hello? She said, honey? I said, yeah, what's up? She said, can you come down here? I said, where are you at? She said, I'm at the Wheel of Fortune game.
Oh, that, Andy likes to play that.
I said, yeah, what's up? She said, I think I just won
$10,000. You just won
$10,000? She won $10,000 on that game.
Good night.
And, but anyhow, she won it.
Wow.
It was funny, but.
That is funny.
We met Garth and Susan.
Oh, picnic.
What year was that? Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, gosh. What do you think about? 8, 9 years ago?
Probably.
16.
It was so foggy.
Anyway.
We were down there at Fremont.
Yeah.
We was all riding the bus, you know, from the strip down to Fremont. Jimmy has this shirt on, man. Looks like a
picnic table. Cloth, right?
So we're all getting off the bus.
It was a fishing shirt.
Peggy gets off, and I get off, and Jimmy's getting ready to get off, and all of a sudden the bus doors close, and Peggy and I are going, bye-bye, picnic! And it just takes off down the road. And we're fortunately, there was another stop.
It was kind of,
I know he just closed that door on me on purpose. From that day forward, for the rest of that trip, we went, picnic. Come on.
Keep
up. Let him off the bus first.
That bus driver was looking in the mirror. I turned my head and I saw him looking at me. He knew I was going with that crowd and closed that door.
On picnic.
You probably reminded him of somebody he didn't like. He's like, I'm going to get him.
Didn't know him.
No. Wow.
We had a good time down there. We ended up down at Rio that day. She found that slot machine, and we spent 4 hours at Rio. Couldn't get her off that slot machine. She was winning. Save her life.
Wow. I think she came away with about $1,500.
Good night.
She did.
She did.
That's went over there, she I love had that. $1,300 ticket, and a $2,200 ticket.
Oh my gosh.
One time we went to Las Vegas for an AC Delco convention.
Yeah.
And we just got there. And we had to go and register for the AC Delco thing and all that jazz going on, and the meetings and whatnot. And so I said, I've got to go to the restroom. So I ran in the men's room. So while I'm in the men's room, there's a set of slot machines right there. She's just in that slot
didn't
machine.
Waste any time.
She won $1,000. While I was in the restroom. And then didn't want to leave. And I said, I got to go restroom.
Oh, how funny. Man, yeah, she had a gift.
She had a good time doing that stuff. We didn't get near enough times to go. But when we did go,
she made the most of it.
It was relaxation, and we'd go eat in the nice restaurants and the places and what have you, and had a good time. But
wasn't she big into bingo?
Huh?
Bingo?
Yeah, she played bingo for here in Abilene at the VFW for a while with one of her friends, but she hadn't gone in years anyway. But she was a really, really hard worker. She'd tackle anything worked in the yard, worked in the flower beds, and I always said she was my 125 pounds dynamite.
Yeah.
And she sure enough was. But
when did y'all buy the shop?
1978 is when I went to work for them. The same year we married.
Wow. It wasn't long then.
No, it was a couple of months.
You're right.
Yeah. I started working all night long and not being home.
Yeah.
So I thought I was reducing my hours. Well, I did reduce my hours. I did have the night hours off from that time forward, so at least I was home during the night. But I'd get up 4 o'clock in the morning, go in instead of having to stay over that night and just get everything lined up that I needed. So work during the day and do the paperwork stuff of the morning, and that way I could get off at a regular hour. But
Chris, you run the shop now, is that right?
No,
sir. No, the other, okay, the other, okay.
No, well, I mean, I worked there for years.
Okay, gotcha.
Now I live in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Colton, our youngest boy, works in the parts department part-time, but he's trying to get a real estate career going, and that takes years.
That does.
And, but anyhow, he's slowly getting it going and working there part-time. But,
gotcha.
But, anyhow, but yeah, we had big plans of kicking back and retiring, and that was back in 19 when I was trying to set that in order, and that was a real rough year for us because I had a heart attack in the 1st of October. Well, lost my dad the 1st of the year on April 1st, then I had a heart attack the 1st of the month, October, and I got out of the hospital, and the day that I got out of hospital, Peggy came down sick, and at this point in time, I'm pretty sure she had COVID. Wow. That was just before COVID was coming on, but we got so many people in the military coming back from what have you here in Abilene, and because she had the fever, she had everything. They tested her for flu. It wasn't the flu. They tested her for this. It wasn't that. And that was before they had any knowledge of COVID.
Right.
But she was sick for a week, running 105 temperature. And like I said, I just had a heart attack and had just got out. And the very next week, they diagnosed her with ovarian cancer. And so 19 was not a good year for us.
No.
So anyhow. But We put that off because there's no knowledge of how much you're going to need to spend.
Yeah.
And I surely didn't want to run a shortfall on her treatments and such. So, but anyway.
So y'all had about 3.5 years after diagnosis.
It was about
Four and a half years.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Four gotcha. My so, math is not my.
I tell you what, this man right here was the ultimate husband.
Mm-hmm.
The most loving, kind human being I've ever had to witness taking care of somebody that was so precious to me. Mm. And he was relentless. us.
That's awesome.
He was the most perfect, loving, kind, caring husband. This man.
You're here.
He's like my brother. I know he's my brother-in-law. I always have to tell people, well, he's my brother. Well, my brother-in-law. I want you to think we're in the middle of incest, you know.
Yeah.
But he's my brother, you know. Yeah. And this man here is absolutely, absolutely incredible.
That's wonderful.
I will always love him.
Yeah.
For loving.
All I was just giving much. Back what she gave a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a man. You really are. Tell you, you have no reason. You're ready to kick yourself in the butt.
Chris has spent the last 2 weeks with her. He stayed at the hospital tonight with her and such, so I could. She always paid all the bills and did all the bookkeeping and stuff, and when she got sick, she couldn't. She was trying to, but she couldn't do it.
Right.
And so after a little bit of time, I had to start trying to. When the bill got there, I paid it instantly. Now, it's hard to understand, but we buy parts from all over the country, and there's a lot of bills coming back.
Sure.
So you have no problem going through a couple hundred stamps. But
mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I was trying to do it because she was still trying to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
And if there weren't any bills to pay, she'd play on the computer or call one of her friends or whatever. But otherwise, she was going to try to do it. Because she was going to help out. She was going to pull her part. And she apologized 2 or 3 times. She said, I'm sorry. I'm not doing my part.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're doing your part.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's the type of person she was. She wanted to pull her load. And she didn't like that I was doing it. But Chris was here, and naturally it had to happen the first of the month. So the bills were coming in like left and right. So I was going to the shop in the morning early and paying the bills and such. And Chris was staying with Peggy. And luckily he's got a new business that's fixing to open up next month and in the Metroplex, and cool. They're building it right now. So he had a little bit of time that he could come out here and
help. I sold one, got a new one going, and it's just not there. So I've had a lot of free time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I've never ever been a son that loved
Chris. My mom, yeah.
Chris either. I mean, he, my nephew, have always been proud of him, but this is a really, really good man.
Good family.
Anyway, she didn't really have a lot of hobbies because she didn't really have time to have hobbies.
Right. Y'all were working. Y'all were team.
We were working and trying to build something for later. But I'm so sad that I'm not going to get that later with her.
Well, y'all did that together. So you had, that was your together time, and that's okay if you.
Yeah,
you know
that's like this deal. Her treatment's from Fort Worth, and they kept telling us, "Well, you could probably get this done in Abilene if you want to. You don't have to make this trip." But that was 2 hours and 10 minutes that I had with her alone.
Right.
Yeah.
No interruption.
Yeah.
Coming home, same thing.
Good.
You know,
it's a good way to look at it.
Sometimes she might have been sick coming home, and I had no problem driving 90, 95, so we got home quicker.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And if you got stopped on Ranger Hill, you had a good reason.
I'm knocking on the wood saying this because I made this trip. We'll put it to you this way. I've got one truck out in the garage out there that had 30,000 miles on it the morning that she was diagnosed with cancer. It has 98 on it now.
Wow.
I've got another one I bought because it gets better fuel mileage and a little Ford Ranger pickup. It had 17,000 on it, and it just rolled over 40.
Wow.
42, I think.
You've made some trips.
In a year.
Yeah, you've made a few trips.
We've made a lot of miles up and down that highway, and
You got to watch them redo Ranger Hill.
They did, yeah, sure did. But her treatments there for a year were every week.
Wow.
And then when they'd have a scan, we'd have to go back a couple of days after the treatment for the scan. And so we know that road pretty well, but you know, but it gave us time to visit, time to talk, and time to measure what we were doing. And mm-hmm. man, I don't know how I'm gonna do this.
We're gonna do it together.
There you go. I started to say that's where the family family sticks together. Absolutely.
I was thinking the other night, you know, we have been apart a few nights. I've gone to schools or I went on a fishing trip or two with groups, or we went to the races as a group or whatever. So it wasn't like I hadn't ever been away from her for a day or two, which not long, but a day or two maybe. But we've never, ever, not one time split up because we were angry at each other mm-hmm. or had a problem with each other. And we've never had that.
How many years? When did y'all get married?
We got married in 1978.
78.
We would have been married 47 years in August.
Wow.
August the 5th.
That in and of itself is such a feat, an accomplishment that is so foreign to so many people today, and it's just a wonderful thing.
We didn't have many fights. I was pretty smart. I just learned how to work.
Wise man.
Smart man.
Wise, yes. Sure, just said, learn to say, yes, way. Dear. Yes, dear.
We could all take a page out of that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anyway, there'll never be another Peggy.
I never will.
No. Y'all lived in Abilene the whole time?
She was born right there.
Wow.
Now, I was born in Brentwood.
Okay.
But, I was born in Big Spring, but we moved to Brownwood when I was like six. And my dad had a business here in Brownwood. And he sold it in the middle of my junior year. I'm only child. And we moved to Grand Prairie, and he bought another business. I hated that area.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely hated that area.
After Brownwood. Yeah. Brownwood's such a nice place.
It was 12,000 people at that time.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking 50 years ago, but... longer than that, 52.
Yeah.
But anyhow,
I knew some people down there in that era, the Garvins, AC Garvin was. I'm trying to remember what he did. It was on the Howard Payne board, I think, and his son Larry, probably about your age, maybe a little older.
Huh.
And then
that name sounds familiar.
But Larry lives in San Angelo now, and. There's another friend of ours in Buffalo Gap that was a dentist in Brownwood for years, Tom Stewartson. But that was probably after your time down there.
Right. Well, we moved to Grand Prairie, and as soon as I graduated from Buffalo, I was ready to move somewhere else.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Now, I have one son from the previous... girl my senior year in high school, and hey buddy, here's our new one. Chris and Caleb and Carter. Chris is brilliant. That's our new one. He was born the 26th day of December.
Oh my goodness.
How are you? You want to sit down over here, sweetie?
Archer Gray.
Archer Gray.
Archer Gray nice. Campbell.
I like that.
Oh, me too. That's a powerful name.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a just beautiful, beautiful child.
Hi, bud.
You're getting tall. Hi. One of my great nephews.
No, he didn't want to ride.
What's up, Carter?
Hey, you sat there all afternoon, Thanksgiving. I mean, Easter.
What's he doing?
Holding that baby.
I thought that was going to be mine.
And she was.
He faked you out on that one.
She was tickled pink. And Chris even took her up to. Took him up to the hospital and laid in the bedroom, and she, as much pain as she was in, she had a little bit of a smile on her face.
Yeah.
She was so tough.
Oh, man.
You know, Peggy and I, we were 2 years apart, you know, so one of my earliest memories was looking through the screen door, and Mom and Dad pulled up, and Grandpa and Grandma were there, and it was a cold March. Sitting there on the porch, and see, everybody run out, and Mama gets out with a little bundle in her arms, and I just went, oh, no. They came in the house, they just bypassed me, and it was all about her. And my days are done. You know, I'm done. You know?
Down a notch on the totem pole.
Well, I tell you, though, over the years, you know, Maggie and I just, we bonded, became the best of friends.
Cool. Two years apart, you said?
2 years apart.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, she's, if I had to describe one thing about Peggy, it'd be that she's my best friend and she's my belly laugh.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Because those two things went hand in hand with her. That's cool. You know, I had some of the best times of my life with her. There was always this amazing love.
She'd keep you laughing.
Well, she'd keep you laughing. I mean, laughing. And then this woman right back here, my bride, mm-hmm. she became her sissy.
That's cool. Yeah,
they had a really, really special relationship. Yeah,
he married up.
Yeah. It was beautiful. You know, we all had a lot of fun sitting around that table right there, playing Yahtzee and skip-bo and laughing at each other. And it was just, you know, she was absolutely amazing, amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I used to just bebop in on them out of the blue. Here I am. I'd keep her up to where Jimmy's alarm was going off in the morning. And she'd be going, what's that? I think it's his alarm. It'd be like 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's time to get up and go to work.
Oh, no.
It's time to go to work.
I'm going to work. Never going to bed.
We would run out of the house and we'd be going to that on that little brick wall over here. You think he'll find us? And then he'd come around the corner. Oh, why are y'all knuckleheads doing? You know, I was like, oh man. Well, we didn't mean to stay up this late. You know.
Right. Yeah, we made him coffee real fast, and then he'd be like, well, we got up to make you coffee.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
well, that's
it.
When
that's
I knew
it.
Jimmy loved me.
I would.
Because he tolerated all that.
We'd all be up in the game room playing games and stuff and shooting pool, and I'd go over there and sit down. I go all day long and go hard, and
it's time to sit still,
if I get still, I'm done. So I'd wake up, I'd be decorated for morning.
Then go get the old moose head off the door, set it in his lap, pull cues, and set a bottle of whiskey in his hands. He'd be laying there just totally decorated. It'd be like about 10 of us doing this stuff. He wouldn't even flinch a muscle.
You learned how to get those Z's when you could, didn't you?
Yeah. You sure had fun decorating.
I don't know how y'all stayed up so late.
Well, that was a long time ago.
I never have. I'm a 10 o'clocker and always have been.
Oh, yeah. I'm the chicken. I go to bed with the chickens.
I normally go to bed at 9. But
we'd sit nowadays, right up there going,
when's he going to sleep?
You know? Because we already knew what we were fixing to do.
They already had the plane. I woke up with wigs on.
And Peggy instigated most of that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's decorate Jimmy. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Where do we are?
I wake up,
beautiful moment.
Cigarette between my fingers.
Yeah. What is this? Did it shave and cream on your face?
Oh, they did all kinds of stuff. All right. Yeah.
Good thing they liked you.
Yeah. 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 That could have been ugly.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so much fun.
But there's not anything you can say that Peggy wouldn't attempt or try or... She was very.
She had that adventurous spirit. She'd try it. That's an RV kind of person, a motorhome person. Yeah, like, let's go. Yeah.
We made one trip that was absolutely workable. But another pair of friends of ours, they had two boys, and we had Chris, and we decided. He owned another shop a half block down the street from me. We were good buddies. They were here last night, actually. But Shane, Kathleen, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to thinking about it. we were fixing to go on vacation, and we wanted to drive our motorhomes and go out to California and take the kids to Disneyland and go to Knott's Berry Farm and all that kind of stuff. So we got this plan together where we were going to do that, and our motorhome had a booth that you could sit at to eat and what have you. And I got to playing with stuff and figured out a way to actually built a Nintendo into the TV system on, and we strapped it down on the table.
Yeah.
And the kids could sit there and play Nintendo while we're running down the road running the generator for power. And so what I didn't realize was I was doing that for Chris, but two others were going to come with that package. So then we had all three kids in our motorhome, and H.A. and Kathleen had her dad and mother with them. And so I see that old motorhome kind of motorhome bobble around a little bit. You know, and I'm thinking, what are they doing? And then I started paying closer attention. They were swapping drivers running down the road. And I'm back there doing a single thing. You know, the speed was 55 miles an hour back then.
Yeah.
We got to El Paso that first night. We left out here. We didn't stop. We got to El Paso.
That's a long haul.
And a long haul, 55 miles an hour. And it was in the wee hours of the morning. And so we pulled over to a roadside park, and we're going to get some rest. And just about the time we were getting into the good sleep part, this old motorhome starts rocking, thunder, lightning, weather bulletins going off. Oh my gosh. Wow. We're talking. H.A. got on the CB and said, I'm ready to get out of here. You? I said, yeah, let's go.
Wow.
So I'm taking off running down the road in my underwear driving this motorhome. I'm sure he's the same way. And so we hot lapped it out of that, got out of that storm. But
man,
that was a wake up call. And we drove to Phoenix the next day, and so we stayed there in, what was it, Phoenix or Scottsdale? I think it was Phoenix.
They all grown together now.
Yeah, well, that's been 35 years ago, so. But anyhow, we got out there and went to Disneyland and did all that, went to Knott's Berry Farm and went to see the Spruce Goose, and we did everything we could do in the allotted time we had, because then we had to make the journey back home. We each had a week. We took off early on Friday. We both got off at lunch on Friday, and that's how we drove. We got to El Paso. But anyhow, on the way back, we came back through Hoover Dam and went through Las Vegas and all that stuff. And it was a crazy time, because on the way out there, H.A.'s motorhome, he had a new Chevrolet and I had an old Dodge. But he had that new Chevrolet and the fuel pump went out.
Oh, man.
On a real long incline pull in Blythe, California. That's the first time I'd ever seen wind generators. They had wind generators back then.
They did.
And so we're talking 35 years ago. So we're laying on the side of the road putting, we got two mechanics here. We ain't gonna call anybody. So we're laying on the side of the road. We're putting a fuel pump on his motorhome. This thing's screaming hot. And all of a sudden, the wind starts blowing. Oh my gosh. They closed the highway. It was blowing so hard.
Holy cow.
We're stuck out in the middle of this. We ain't got anywhere to go but forward. And that wind was blowing. Oh my gosh. But my old Dodge never did break down. It, the Chevrolet did, my Dodge. Coming back. We came through Las Vegas and went through the desert and everything. And they say he had to slow down to like 40 miles an hour. He was overheating. That old 440 Dodge is just sitting there tying every bundle. But we had the air conditioners running wide open, the front air conditioner running wide open, and the roof air generator running as wide open as it'd go. And it was 87 degrees in that motorhome.
Oh,
it was 115 outside.
Oh my goodness.
It was pretty crazy. But when we got back, we were coming in from Sweetwater, heading home.
I was so tired. I drove every step of the way. And Peggy said, when we get back, you can sell this damn thing. And we went for several years without.
That was a trip that ended it for a while.
Huh? We had 7 motorhomes overall. Of course, wow. I was always buying old junkers and fixing them up, yeah. You know, and I didn't have a lot of money in them.
Sure.
We had fun. And, but you know, it's so nice to have a bathroom with you and a refrigerator. Yeah. Like I said, we had, I built a microwave into that motorhome, our very first one, when he was an infant. That was 42 years ago.
Wow.
And when that microwaves were brand new, we had our bottled water with it, our bottled water with us.
That's awesome.
But that we just cool. kept right on going. But
that is neat.
We got back to that trip to California. She says, you can sell this damn thing.
I'm done.
She wasn't. We had 2 or 3 more since then. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Had to let a little time pass, you know, to get over that one, that trip.
And I got to admit, I went back to work on that Monday, and I was never so proud to be there because I could get some rest.
I started to say you had to go back to work to get rest.
Yeah.
Man.
That's pretty bad. You're just tired to go back to work to rest.
It's a lot of driving. A lot of stuff you're dealing 55 with.
55 miles an hour.
I don't know how y'all did it.
Oh, 55.
I barely remember it.
That was awful.
I want to get out and run a while.
Playing,
you know,
those games and stuff back there. They were yelling and hollering.
Now you can go 80.
Yeah.
85 going to Austin.
Go around Austin. Go 85. Yeah.
That's hauling.
It is. Moving right along.
Big Ben is 7.5 hours. It used to be 10-hour trip.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
She was an amazing woman. She was all in. There was no,
and that was in 7
never a quiver. I never one time had a thought process that there was anything other than just her involved in whatever she was in.
That's cool.
She's had a few friends. She don't have a whole lot of friends, but
her family.
The one reason she didn't have a lot of friends is when she had a friend, she was going to take care of that friend too. But as a result, her best friend has brought us food, and I mean, she's done everything. She came over and helped us pick out clothes.
Is that
her and her husband, huh?
Carol Avery.
Carol is her name.
She's awesome.
What was her name?
Carol Avery.
Not a childhood
friend. But anyhow, she's Peggy being sick, she's come got her and took her out to lunch and
she's amazing.
You know, tried to give her a little bit of fun and
she's amazing.
She's a great gal. But she's been feeding me for 6 months.
We can tell.
Peggy's been sick.
Get that.
That's messing.